Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay, brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And ServPro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Presents Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
This is really exciting for me because you're a fire chief.
Yeah.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
You're not only just any fire chief, you're the fire chief of the North Berrien Fire Rescue, which basically takes care of my hometown.
Well, we try.
So tell me about what that means. What does North Berrien Fire Rescue, I guess?
North Berrien Fire Rescue is, for lack of a better term, it's a joint fire coverage. We cover the townships of Hager, township of Coloma, and then the city of Coloma itself.
Mm-hmm.
So we cover about 40 square miles.
Yeah. Where are you guys located at? I know what I'm familiar with is right downtown Coloma, obviously, but what's the different stations? Is that the correct terminology?
Where you're talking about is 170 Washington Street. That's station one. That's the Coloma station.
Okay.
And then we have a second station out on Coloma Road in Riverside. So we actually run two stations, and it's more advantageous for us, especially with the coverage area that we have and the two major highways we got.
Yep.
Got to put a station there somewhere and keep it close.
This is really intriguing for me because you grow up and you see the fire trucks and you think they're so cool. But how many people actually work underneath you?
Underneath me, I have 26 paid on call firefighters.
Wow.
And I'm the only career firefighter there.
Okay.
I'm relatively new to the job.
Yes.
I got hired 6 months ago, and I couldn't be happier.
Mm-hmm.
But I spent a total of 32 years with the city of Dowagiac. Started out as an on-call firefighter and then transitioned to career and spent 19 years as career there and finished my career in Dowagiac as a captain and moved to chief.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for, joining us in Coloma.
I'm having a ball.
So I have a feeling that you might be, the person that came up with this trivia idea we're going to talk about then.
Yeah. I didn't come up. I stole it. Okay. We operate under what we call
the best ideas are always stolen.
We operate under the case principle.
Yeah.
Copy and steal everything.
I do that too. I'll admit it. But this is cool because you hear that people love trivia night. And you guys are going to host one. Hopefully many, right?
Hopefully this is going to be our first one. Hopefully this is going to be many.
Okay. Run me through this. How do you think this will play out?
Well, hopefully we're going to pack the Coloma FOP.
Well, that's what we're here to talk about today.
That's right.
We're inviting people to trivia night.
Come and play.
So you're going to host it at the Coloma FOP.
Yep. We're going to host it at the Coloma FOP. The bar's open, so the drinks can flow.
There you go.
The ladies auxiliary is going to be serving some simple stuff, some simple food, sloppy joes and pulled pork.
So dinner's included in this.
So dinner, you can get dinner there
while you're there. Okay.
We're charging $10 a person,
okay,
and you can pay at the door, or you can reserve a team with any one of the North Berrien firefighters or any of the ladies from the ladies auxiliary. But we will take entries at the door.
Mm-hmm.
Max number on a team is 10 people to a team.
Okay.
And everybody can work. You work as a team to answer the questions.
Got it. So it is a team effort.
It's a team effort. So you don't have to be a genius.
This is when I always say you got to go invite your smart friends.
Yeah.
So before we get into more details of that, I want to know what's the winnings.
Winnings, we're going to have a payout. We're not sure. We're going to base it on the door.
Okay.
So we're going to pay first, second, and third place.
Okay. Very good. What are the... topics you're gonna host, right?
I'm gonna host. I'm gonna stand up there and read the questions.
Well, this will be good for you though, because being new, you'll be able to introduce yourself to the people that live here locally,
and or scare them. One of the two,
and they'll get to know you a little bit. So, what do you think your coverage of questions?
Well,
is going
let's
to be?
See. We've got topics. We've got topics like Top Chef.
Okay,
is one of our rounds.
Okay.
Beer. The important category there.
Yeah, exactly. But you would be surprised how many questions and how many people know a lot about beer.
Well,
so good topic. I like it.
It's an all-natural beverage. It's important. It's been around for centuries.
Did you come up with these topics too, Mike?
Well, you know, it helps to be touched in the head too. Yeah. So, but I will say the first round is going to be, can you pass fifth grade science?
Okay, got it. Well, that's another good thing to know. Is this tough? Are we going to get tougher as the questions go on?
As the questions go through the category, they get a little more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like I said, first category is, can you pass fifth grade science? And all of these questions are based on fifth grade science class.
Okay. What was that one show that used to be on TV? Are you smarter than a fifth grader? Here's your Coloma chance to do that.
Here's your Coloma chance to do that. And
So when's the first night taking place? Saturday, March 3rd?
Saturday, March 3rd. The doors are going to open at 6 p.m. and we're going to start asking the questions at 7 p.m.
So I like that it's on a Saturday because you could use this as a fun date night idea, some idea with maybe your friends. Now, what if I don't have a team and I want to join a team?
If you don't have a team, you can come as a single and we'll pair you up.
Okay.
We're not turning anybody away at the door. If they come as a single and they want to play, we'll partner them up with some other folk. As long as they're willing to partner up with other folk they may not know.
Yeah.
Hey, we're good.
Make some friends that way.
That's exactly.
So put this down on your calendar. This sounds like it's going to be really fun. Again, North Berrien Fire Rescue are putting this on. Thanks to Mike. Came up with the idea. They're doing trivia night. It's only $10. You can get the tickets either at the door or, like you said, from any of the members that work with you, right?
Yep.
Okay. Doors open at 6, start at 7. Saturday, March 3rd, it is at the Coloma FOP. If anyone is unfamiliar with where that's at, get off 94 and you go towards where Jolly Orchard is. Everyone knows where that is.
Everyone knows where Jolly Orchard is.
Just look it up. It's really simple to get to. And as you said, too, there will be dinner served there for additional cost, right? And also the bar will be open.
The bar will be open,
and
yes.
Do you think you get smarter as you have a few beers or less?
Some people do for some reason. I, on the other hand, no.
See, that's where I lose interest. Maybe you just should close the bar.
Well, you know.
Okay, so I also wanted to bring up the idea of sponsors. You're looking for sponsors for this.
We're looking for sponsors. We have two different sponsorship levels. The first one is a $25 sponsor. That gets your name and logo on one of our score sheets that'll be on all of the tables, and that's how we'll track everything. Mm-hmm. Each round has a score sheet, so we'll put your name, logo, or face. If you want your face on there, I can do we can do a face. You just got to take a picture.
I think you just talked me into a sponsorship. Just give you my picture.
There you go.
What's the next level?
The next level is the $50 level, and that gets you to sponsor our question round. When the questions come up on the screen, we're going to have two screens projected on the walls, and your logo and stuff will come on sponsoring around. Like, if you want to sponsor the beer round,
perfect.
We can put your face right on the beer round.
Now, here's what I'm thinking, though. I mean, great sponsor opportunities are great for anyone who, I guess, accompanies the area that you cover. So,
exactly.
If you, I guess, want to pay honor and thank them for being there, they got your back when you need them, sponsor this. It's simple as $25 or $50, right?
Yep.
Okay. How do they get a hold of you to do that?
They can call us at the Coloma station, 849-3409.
Tell me that one more time.
849-3409.
Okay. The only other question that I forgot to ask you about that's coming to mind is, what's your, I guess, idea for the proceeds for this? They go back to the station?
Actually, we do have an idea for the proceeds. The intent is to raise, we're trying to raise money to buy some additional thermal imaging cameras for our firefighters.
Okay.
We have thermal imaging cameras that are on our trucks that the firefighters can use to actually go inside to the buildings. What we're trying to raise money to buy is thermal imaging cameras for our officers to do size up on the outside, and the technology has advanced so much that the cameras that we're looking at are the size of a cell phone.
Holy cow. Okay. And I'm sure that these are also pretty expensive, right?
Believe it or not, the cost has come down, but each one is about $700.
Okay, wow. So there you go. The proceeds will then go back to that. And that's why you've come up with this great idea. Again, only $10 for the public to go and attend. It's going to kick off on 7. This is the first one. So go and support the first one. And what's great about this is, since it is the first one, I'm sure that you'll learn. They'll get better as they continue to go on.
We're going
to
try awful hard.
You can say that you've been a part of Trivia Night since the first night.
There you go. So you can be a trendsetter.
Saturday, March 3rd, Coloma FOP. Am I missing anything, Mike?
Just come out and have fun.
Do I get to play with any firefighters?
Sure.
you're going to have them participate.
They're going to be there. I'm trying to train a couple of them to do the bunny dip at tables, but it's not working out well.
Serve the cocktails. That is hilarious. And then team, as far as teams goes, 10. Let's just cover the details for anyone who missed it in the first half. 10 people per team.
Yep, 10 people maximum on a team.
Okay.
But if you only got 5, come play with 5.
Okay, and if you want to get paired up, you will partner them up at the door, hopefully.
Yep, we're not turning money away here. Yeah. I mean, let's face it, greedy.
What about age appropriateness?
This is more of a night for adults.
Okay, good.
More of a night for adults. Kids are welcome. There's not anything that's unchild friendly, but it's more of an adult night.
Okay. How long do you think this will last?
We're going to run from 7 to about 10:30.
Oh, wow. So you get a whole night for just 10 bucks.
Whole night for 10 bucks. 10 questions, 10 rounds.
Very good. So come hungry, come thirsty. Coloma FOP. This is the first one that's happening Saturday, March 3rd. Doors open at 6. That is the easiest way to probably get your tickets. I want to also, one more time for anyone who might just be interested in sponsoring.
Two levels, $25, which is a score sheet sponsor.
Yep.
And the $50 level where you're going to sponsor an entire question round.
And where should I call to do that?
You call the North Coloma Fire Rescue at 849-3409.
Fantastic. And I know that you guys do other things throughout the year. One that I mentioned before we started recording was you host the place for breakfast, Coloma Peach Fest, right?
The sausage and pancake breakfast through the entire Glad Peach weekend.
Well, will you come back and tell me about all these events that you host?
We sure
now
can.
Now you're in town and you know about my show.
Yeah. Okay. I might bring a couple of the other guys, let them talk about it too.
That's great. So thank you, and we'll hopefully have you back in the near future. Otherwise, make sure that you go to Trivia Night, again, hosted by North Berrien Fire Rescue. Thanks to Fire Chief Mike for coming up with it Saturday, March 3rd. And thanks for coming in, Mike.
You're quite welcome.
Got something to say with Lindsay K. Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got something to say with Lindsay K. From News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.